Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, wrapping up just a brief getaway with my family and enjoying the beauty of some of God's creation. Also spending time this morning in the In Christ Alone devotional journal. And today's topic is In Christ, I Have Been Hidden with Him. So think about that. I think about all of the times where I do something and I would just assume others didn't know about it, that I could somehow shrink into the woodwork and hide. And in Christ, all of my past, all of my present, all of my future has been hidden with Him. I'm not a hunter. I did a little bit as a child growing up on the farm, but it was not something I really got into. And when I walk around these large sporting goods stores, it's amazing the quantity and styles and patterns on different camouflage apparel. It seems that no matter where you go, somebody's designed something to help you to be hidden. The idea is that you look more and more like what you're hidden in. And so there are forest patterns, there are desert patterns, there are snow patterns. Anything that you can think of, somebody's come up with a camouflage design so that you can remain hidden even when you're somewhat in plain sight. And God wants us to be hidden in Christ to such an extent that we're not seen, but He is. We can be in plain sight, and yet instead of seeing us, they see Christ, because we're hidden in Him. It's also a great news for each of us as we consider the fact that our sins are hidden. And they're not just hidden in Christ, our sins are hidden by Christ. The Bible says they're removed as far as the east is from the west. And I don't know what that distance is, because they're always separate. And yet, that's what our sins are when we're in Christ. They are that much separated from God. They're that much hidden from God because of our being in Christ. As we live in these times of confusion, these times of refiguring out what life looks like, what an incredible opportunity to realize that I can live life, even if I haven't to this point, I can live life from here on out hidden in Christ. I can allow my sins to be forgotten and forgiven. And I can live in a way that Christ is seen and I'm not. Whether it's dealing with COVID-19 and still trying to figure out some of the restrictions, and whether it's diminishing or increasing or just holding its own. In times of confusing media reports, not just even confusing, but conflicting in media reports, I can live life hidden in Christ. Which means the cares of this world don't have to define me. They don't have to decide how I feel or how I react or what I do or what I don't do. Instead, hidden in Christ means he decides that. And He decides that by giving us His Spirit within us, by filling us with His love. And so the things that I do as one that has been hidden in Christ ought to be things that reflect Him, ought to be things that show His love to people. And so decisions on where to go or where not to go, what to do or what not to do, are based on how will Christ be seen in this? Or is this something that makes myself visible rather than Him? You see, we're pretty good at as people wanting to be hidden in Christ when things are bad. We simply want to be hidden when things are bad. But what about the rest of the time? What about when things aren't so bad, or when things are okay, or when we want to change things? You see, then it's a little more difficult for many of us to keep a desire to remain hidden in Christ. We would just as soon be seen. We would just as soon be promoted. We would just as soon have our ideas be the ones that everybody follows. And we live in a culture where it seems that the only way that happens on a consistent basis is through self-promotion, through making ourselves greater. God says, I have a better way. Make Christ greater. And watch what He can do with the things that He values, with the things that He sees as important. You see, living as hidden in Christ doesn't mean we take a back seat to anyone else other than Christ. It does mean we live in humility. We live in a submissive spirit that views the needs of others as better than our own. You see, today we have choices to make. Who's first? Me? Or the person driving next to me on the highway? Who's first? Me? Or the person serving? Putting my order together at the fast food restaurant today and getting something to take out from. Who's first, me or that person that I vehemently disagree with? Because we have a different approach to this or that or anything else. See, when I live life hidden in Christ, it's back to what we talked about a few days ago. It's not I that live, it's Christ that lives in me. And so, is He the one being seen? Is He the one that is noticed? Or is it just me? You see, today is, not only did I spend time in the In Christ Alone devotional, but as I work through this week's prayer guide, the prayer guide is focused on clean living, but not so much about changing our actions for the sake of changing our actions, but as living as one who has been cleansed. Today's topic is on being cleansed through God's compassion. So many times throughout the New Testament, as Jesus walked the earth, it talks about Him seeing someone who was sick, someone who was suffering, someone that needed healed. And His initial response was one of compassion. A move to compassion is a fairly common phrase. Or He had compassion on Him. He had compassion on the crowds, on individuals. You see, living as one hidden in Christ says, I'm going to be less and He's going to be more. So what does that look like? When I see the hurting, the lonely, the angry, the confused, the hateful, am I going to be moved to a spirit similar to theirs, or am I going to be moved to compassion to see what I can do to bring Christ, who I'm hidden in, into view? You see, I believe the answer to that has a lot to do with how well we live life hidden in Christ, and how well or how much we live life on our own. My flesh, my nature, my selfishness wants my answer. God says, I have a better way. Live life hidden in Christ. You know, it can be fairly freeing when Christ is the one who becomes everything that we are. when he's the one that becomes everything that others see when they look at us. As I think about the extent that some people take in camouflaging themselves to go hunting, wanting to look so much like their surroundings. And yet it's not just hunters that do that, is it? We do that day in and day out. Compromise. Whatever it takes to fit in. We talk about peer pressure as being a teenage thing, but adults live with it just as much. We want to blend in so many times. We kind of live this dichotomy. We want to stand out. We want to be noticed, but only for things that we value. We don't want to be noticed for things that we don't like about ourselves. We live in a time where the anti-bullying message has been drilled into our heads for a generation at least. And yet I always find it ironic that right now, if you have an opinion that's different than mainstream, the anti-bullying crowd is the first to jump on and bully you into submission. You have to do things their way, or they'll post your picture on social media, call you out, do whatever it can. The phrase is make them famous, but not in a good way. You see, we want conformity. We want people to agree with us. Whether we're right or not doesn't seem to matter. You see, we live life, and we would just as soon not be noticed in that way, in a way that gets negative attention. And so we try to fit in. We try to go along with what the world says is good and right, sometimes at the expense of what God says is good and right. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time with God examining how well that you are hidden in Him and how much of you is what the world sees. You see, we have an opportunity to be the light of the world, to be the city that's set on a hill. And when we live life hidden in Christ, we make Him visible as we become invisible. You see, that's the goal. That's the point of living life in Christ, is that not only would we know Him and He know us, but others would know Him through us. And so today, as we pray, I would really encourage you to spend time thanking God for hiding your past, for hiding your sin from Himself. Think of no better person, no better being to hide something you never want found than God. And He has done that with your sin. He has done that with the things that you simply call mistakes and bad choices. Some may not be sinful, they just weren't all that productive. But when you live life hidden in Christ, make sure He's the one visible. That's how you know that you really are hidden. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that is visible. You have proclaimed Yourself throughout creation. As I sit here this morning and listen to the gentle sounds of the water lapping upon the rocks and the birds singing in the trees and the grasses around me, the warmth of the sun on my back, I recognize Your presence. with me throughout creation, with me no matter where I am. This setting I have this morning makes it easier to see, easier to feel like I'm in your presence, but your presence is not here more than it is anywhere else. And it's not less anywhere else than it is here. You're all around. So, Father, today, may I live life hidden in you to such an extent. I think of the sun rising behind me, and it kind of makes my features darkened on this screen. The more that I put myself in position to be surrounded by your Son, the less I'm noticed and the more he is. So Father, help each one of us today to examine just how we do in the area of humility and submission. Help us to consider what life looks like if we are completely hidden in Christ. Help us to look for the areas that we've tried to push ourselves forward rather than making you known. Give us the courage to live life boldly rather than being pressured into camouflaging ourselves to the world. May we have a greater desire to be hidden in Christ than to be hidden in our world that we live in. Oh, Father, help us to know and live with the compassion that Jesus had. May it be his heart that is expressed through our actions. We see people who seem invisible, and some that are invisible because they're hidden in Christ, and others that are invisible because, well, they just aren't noticed by people. They're overlooked. They're nobodies. Not to you, but to the people around them. Help us to be those that notice and those that have compassion. God, I pray that you would bring an end to this virus. I pray that you would change the hearts of men and women across this nation away from hatred and anger. I pray that you would protect the children in our communities and our homes. That we would see the things that trouble us and prepare our children to live differently than what this world has created to this point. Help us to know how to interact with one another in ways that bring healing and peace and justice and righteousness. Oh, Father, help us today to be examples to the children that we interact with. As you discipline us, and as there's times when even our children need discipline, may we learn that from you so that it's they're teachable moments that help them to become more and more who you created them to be, who you desire them to be. Father, may this day be a day that the world changes a little bit for the better because of how you are seen in each of us. May we lift up Jesus. May we make him known. May we proclaim him to the nations. May everything that we say and do, whether it's in person, on social media, and written out, however it looks. May you be the one that is seen in all of this. Father, examine us today. May we pay attention to notice your presence no matter what our surroundings look like. May today be a day of salvation for us, but for those around us, because of how well we're hidden in Christ. Father, may we lift up Jesus. May he shine in us brighter than the morning sun. And in doing so, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been a special On the Road Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer with Tom Lemler. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that your day is not only hidden in Christ, but is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.